Okay, I'd like to cede the host to Robert Clay, who has an award to make. The Samuel Chase Award is something that some years is given out, some years is not given out. But it's always given to somebody who has not just done something to promote liberty for a short period of time, but for an extended and significant period of time. I wish I could speak in a way that you wouldn't know who I was talking about until like the last syllable, but it's impossible, because anything I say, you're going to know who it is the very first sentence that I utter. So I apologize. I couldn't figure any more clever way of saying it. I was already mentioned. The recipient is selected by the previous winners of the award. Anyway, we did decide to award it this year, and this particular person, among many things, has been in charge of recruiting candidates and running campaigns in the state of Maryland for 7 years. That's a lot of candidates and a lot of work. And contrary to public opinion, people just don't run up and saying, please, I want to run for office. Some people do. But a lot of people have to be recruited and convinced, cajoled, and brought on board, and it's really in your benefit. Well, in addition to coming up with candidates and running campaigns, he's been single-handedly running the membership for the Maryland Libertarian Party for 6 years. That means every few months, writing out the letters to get the renewal notices out, month after month, year after year, and then when he doesn't hear back, try again, picks up the phone, does it over and over. It's a thankless job. I don't think anybody wants to do it, but he's done that now for how many years? 6 years. Something else nobody really feels like doing, he's done for 6 years, and that's arranging this very convention. I mean, 6 years in a row, arranging a convention, coming up with really great speakers, many from out of state, working out the arrangements at the restaurant, doing all the little details necessary. If anyone had a brain, they would do it once and then never do it a second time. Well, I didn't mean that so derogatory. Ballot access. The last two ballot access cycles, 2006 and the one we're hopefully completing right now, the 2010 season, he ran both of those. Now, there were other people involved, but the truth is, when it came down to it, he was the person that had to coordinate everything. Whether it had to be subcontracted out, this is the one guy who took care of the whole thing. And frankly, as a Maryland Libertarian Party member, I can't think of any single thing which is more important to this party than ballot access. Without that, we are not a political party. He's done that for two sequences in a row, spanning 8 years. And I would have to say that this year, which the bulk of our signatures came from base petitioners, how were we able to do that? Primarily because we got a tremendously large donation from the National Libertarian Party, which frankly we were all kind of shocked to receive. Because they have to deal with 50 states, and we're one of 50, it's not something they're prepared to do to very many state organizations. The only reason they gave us that significant amount of money this year was because of the success we had with the candidates. And we had the success of the candidates because we had someone to recruit the candidates and help them. So it all came back to the same thing. And last thing I'll say is that I'm a little bit worried because this gentleman has been recruited to work at the National Libertarian Party. We're not the only ones that have noticed his value. And I'm a little bit afraid that they're going to steal him away from us. I'm hopefully been told that won't happen. But I'm just keeping my fingers crossed. Well, these are the things that we decided were well beyond. I mean, only one or two of these things would be well worthy of a Chase Award. And so it's for these activities that we decided to give him the award. But we need to mention, of course, that he's also been on the executive board since 2004. And as a minor detail, he's actually been chair of the party since 2007, which really is a problem because it's been a tradition not to give the award to a sitting chair. So the committee decided to suspend the tradition this one time in order to present the Chase Award to Robert Johnson.
to present the award to the Olympic
any future chairs to think that you get this because you're a chair, because you don't. Okay? Let's make that perfectly clear.
It's being done because all the stuff you have, which arguably can be above and beyond.
Well, the award is a silver dollar, and traditionally is non-U.S. mint, but I broke tradition, and it's U.S. mint, the way it's supposed to be according to the Constitution, silver coin. That's the way it's supposed to be until Ken gets his change in the Constitution, which would be fine with me. And it was one of my own, so I'm very proud of you.
Thank you very much. And again, I'm grateful to everyone who's helped out in the party and played some part. For a long time, this state had one of the two most restrictive ballot access laws in the country. We had to do double petitioning. And so this is part of all those of you who have been involved in the past and the present. Thank you very much. One thing I'm fortunate is I really like the people in my party. As Lorenzo said, I work for the LNC now. I talk to some state chairs, don't like a lot of the people in their party. They're saying I'm very fortunate. I've had very minor problems with just one or two people who are no knock on wood, haven't been around in years, and hopefully it'll stay that way. And thank you again very much. It's very kind.